This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our work through the Psalter, reflecting on Psalms 143 through 145. Enter not into judgment, my rock. Blessed are the people, one generation to another, and an everlasting kingdom. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of God, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, preserve us from all danger and harm, that we, being ready in both body and soul, may cheerfully accomplish what you want done. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from Job chapter 38. The Lord said to Job, "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk, or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst out from the womb, when I made clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling band, and prescribed limits for it and set bars and doors, and said, 'Thus far shall you come and no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stayed'? Have you commanded the morning since your days began, and caused the dawn to know its place, that it might take hold of the skirts of the earth, and the wicked be shaken out of it? It is changed like clay under the seal, and its features stand out like a garment. From the wicked their light is withheld, and their uplifted arm is broken. Have you entered into the springs of the sea, or walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been revealed to you? Or have you seen the gates of deep darkness? Have you comprehended the expanse of the earth? Declare it if you know all this." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
We pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. God's word for us today is taken from Job, where we read, "Were you there?" And from Matthew, where we read, "Walking." That's God's word for us today. A doctor, an engineer, and a politician were arguing about whose profession was older. "Well," argued the doctor, "without a physician, humanity couldn't have survived. Sir, mine is the oldest." "No," said the engineer, "the world is filled with chaos. Therefore, you need an engineer to bring order." But then the politician jumped in. "Who created the chaos?" Well, to be honest with you, chaos makes for a pretty lousy punchline. In fact, chaos really isn't all that funny. And as we encounter these texts, I know as Lutherans, whenever we hear water, we're dying to say water indicates baptism. But the reality is, whenever you bump into water in the Bible, by and large, it's chaos. It's death. Water, water everywhere. It's actually pretty darn right terrifying. And chaos is awful. No, I'm not talking about the chaos that's going to be coming off in terms of how exactly distribution works in our sealer setting. No, I'm talking about the chaos that you're experiencing right now. Yes, I know that look, Greek students, of what, week 20, I think you're on, or whatever it might be. The, oh no, I have a week to go, but also, should I be here right now? Is this the right choice? The chaos of boxers, or two-thirds of you in the student body who've once again made another move. The chaos of wondering. I just left that support structure. I just left home. Can I find any friends here? Some of you may be wondering. I don't have kids. What do I have in common? My husband might be enjoying his classes. He has the camaraderie of the seminary life. Where do I belong? Which bill needs to be paid today? Which bill can we put off? What about my kids, my aging parents? Chaos, let's be honest, isn't really funny. And it doesn't matter if you're a student, my colleagues, it takes a different form. Times keep changing. This culture doesn't make any sense. Texts used to mean something. They don't mean anything anymore. Careers move on. Does this even matter? Chaos is a lousy punchline. And we need to remember something with chaos. Chaos is a tool. Something I've discovered, and many of you I'll be meeting very soon, those of you who are new students, is Satan uses chaos. Because Satan wants nothing more than to stop you being a pastor, to stop you dead in your tracks. Chaos isn't funny. Chaos is a tool. And in the midst of this chaos, that the gospel reading happens. And we hear that beautiful word, walking. Walking. When Jesus walks, this isn't a stunt. This miracle isn't something that is simply done to impress. When Jesus walks, he makes a statement. He makes a statement for you. When Jesus walks on the water, he shows you that he has conquered the chaos. Oh, that chaos you're experiencing and will experience, oh, it can be overwhelming. Let's not kid ourselves. But Jesus walks on the water because he's the one who's conquered Satan. He walks on the water out to those struggling disciples, declaring, I am the one who has conquered everything against you. Yahweh declares to Job from the whirlwind, perhaps abruptly, were you there? It reminds Job that guess what? You weren't, but I was, because I'm the one in charge. I'm the one who has the victory. And that declaration of victory, by which those waters that are death become the means by which those waters of death, by which you are drowned to sin and raised to new life in Christ by those waters of baptism, Jesus now declares you to be his child. And as you journey here at the seminary, whatever your role here may be, as you journey throughout your life as a Christian, Jesus, time and time, is still walking. Walking as the one who has conquered chaos. He conquered it on the cross. The victory has been won. And he carries you to the very end. That is our hope. A doctor, an engineer, and a politician were arguing. Yeah, chaos is a lousy punchline. And to be sure, chaos will happen. Let's not kid ourselves. But as the chaos happens, we have Jesus. Jesus who walks. Jesus who has conquered. Jesus who has declared you to be his child and will carry you to the end. In Jesus' name, amen. We rise to confess our faith.
On his flock, we lift our prayers for the family of God, for every nation, tribe, people, and language, and for all those who hunger for the true bread of life. O God, our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Through the compassionate invitation of your Son, you call all who are tired and frenzied to come to you for rest and peace. Grant your Holy Church courage to speak your word of repentance and forgiveness, that people everywhere may find their eternal rest in you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Make the leaders of our nation and all who exercise authority over us compassionate in their concern for justice and the welfare of all in our land. Give our country devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, and abundance of the fruits of the earth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Faithful Father, God of grace, your compassion is great. Be merciful to all who are troubled and sorrowful, sick and suffering, weak and burdened, that they may find true rest in you. Grant steadfastness and comfort to all who walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for those who have gone before us and now rest in your eternal repose. Teach us to give our lives in service to you until that day when together with all the saints we stand before your heavenly throne, giving praise to the Lamb of our salvation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Within the fold of your tender care, O Father, we entrust these petitions to you that you might hear us, teach us your word, and feed us with the bread of life. Even so, even Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, hosanna, hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you've had mercy on those whom you've created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive and renew and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us to do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
take and eat the body of Christ given for you. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you, preserve you, and praise you, Lord.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you, body and soul, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Bless you and keep you. Lord, make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. Lord, look upon you with favor and give you peace.